Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
American Family Farmer Show. Doug Steffen back again with a very clear understanding of what's going on. I'm becoming more and more convinced every day of the need for competition. My news, usually I start the program with some important news from the world of agriculture. You've probably heard by now that the Department of Ag is going to be spending about $470 million to buy surplus food, supposedly to help out farmers and communities that have been hard hit by the COVID pandemic. However, when asked why it's going to not take place until the fall, kind of as usual, Sonny, this is my own spin. I'm giving you the news, but I'm giving you a little twist on it because Secretary Sonny Perdue of the Department of Agriculture is probably one of the worst ag secretaries in my memory, frankly. He's talking in general terms in a pedantic way about farmers and ranchers experiencing dislocation in the supply chain. Well, duh. This is the position that he acknowledges is unique to farmers to provide food and deliver them to hungry Americans. Farmers need help. You guys have ruined the farm business by encouraging you, not only this administration, but the one before and the one before that. So Republicans and Democrats both bear the burden of the what is now becoming an angry section of society, farmers who are going hungry themselves because they don't have anybody to buy their food. But here's Sonny Perdue saying the department is going to purchase the food, but not till the third quarter. So what good do we need? These guys are going broke now, right now. So you spend $120 million on dairy and $70 on fish and $50 on potatoes. So that's okay, that's great. But the food needs to be purchased now, or at least these guys need to get paid for it, because in the fall, a bunch of them aren't going to be around. It irks me that these people are so tone deaf. Don't you read the newspapers? Don't you see what's going on at farms all over the country? They're dumping milk. You wouldn't believe what's going on in some parts of the country. If you go to my, I have my personal Facebook page, facebook.com/Doug Steffen, you'll see the story of a farmer in upstate New York who has decided, because he was told by Dairy Farmers of America they didn't need his milk anymore and they weren't going to pay. So he's dumping, he's got all these cows he's milking, he's dumping the milk on the pasture because it's good fertilizer but doesn't put any money in his pocket, and he's going broke. So he changes his strategy. He has the ability to build a processing, small processing plant, and now he's selling the milk direct to his customers, letting them know through social media. And if you look at that picture on my Facebook page, you can see the cars lined up almost forever, waiting to go into his farm and buy his fresh milk that he's produced there himself. So he's selling out now every day. Those morons at DFA and the big encouragement that government has done are allowing these huge farms to exist. Now they can kind of look at this and, you know, there'll be some governmental agency who'll probably come in and say, well, you shouldn't have done this or that. You know what? The hell with the government. Do what you need to do. Do it right so they can't criticize the processing itself and sell it to your customers. That's what you need to do. And I also would like to pay tribute to Lively Run Dairy, which is a cheese producer up in the Interlochen area of New York, the Lake area. They're taking milk, excess milk, to make more cheese and then either selling it at a discount or just giving it to food banks. See, there is this guy's name is Pete Mesmer, who's the head cheesemaker and the co-owner of Lively Run Dairy, says, when we started seeing photos sent from our dairy friends and articles being published, farmers have to dump the milk, we decided we'd connect the dots and realize how much help we could be. So good for them at Lively Run Dairy. That's the update at the moment, the news update on the American Family Farmer.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. That's 800-338-3814.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
This moment of gratitude is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, thank you.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers, visit everyonenowsahero.com. Quick and Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
This is the American Family Farmer with our focus this week on Bon Ton Farms. The founder, a major domo, if you will, Darren Babcock, got a great story to tell. So you didn't come from a farm family, as near as I can tell. Matter of fact, you didn't come from farming at all. What made you take the leap, Mr. Babcock?
Well, I worked a corporate job and actually got introduced to an inner city neighborhood in South Dallas in Texas from a friend of mine. He had been meeting with a guy that was in prison, and when he got out, he happened to be from this neighborhood. And when he came down to start meeting with him, there were others like him. And so I got invited to come down and help him, and was drawn to those men and their struggle, their strength that they were still fighting to try to find a life for themselves, and how little I knew about what things were like down here. And I moved into the neighborhood about 9 years ago so I could be near them and to learn more. And almost immediately after getting here, people kept talking about how they needed an opportunity to work. If they weren't going to go back to prison, they had to try to have a job, but nobody would give them a chance. So we started working around the neighborhood to clean up the neighborhood and would use that experience to build resumes. And almost immediately, about half of those guys kept calling in sick. If you want to work, you can't do that. You have to be dependable. And what I hadn't known up to that point is that a lot of our inner city communities are what they call food deserts, places where access to fresh, affordable food is not easily attained. In fact, for our neighborhood, it's a three-hour round-trip bus ride to the grocery store and back. So impoverished communities, transportation is also an issue. So we decided we'd plant a garden. and it would become part of our work. We planted a garden on a lot that we didn't own, and it wasn't long till we figured out how to get actual vegetables to grow instead of Bermuda grass. We grew a lot of Bermuda grass in the beginning. One day, one of the guys was walking up by one of the stores with his bag of vegetables he'd harvest. A code enforcement officer came across the street and wrote him a ticket for it.
What?
It was against an ordinance in the city of Dallas to have what they call a market garden, a garden you sold things from. So in the inner city, where we have no real legal economy, and we try to do something right and grow vegetables so that we can have healthy healthy bodies and minds and can create jobs, we got written a ticket for it. And I was so upset by that, I went to City Hall to pick a fight. And after about 2 months of meeting different people and having various conversations, we walked out with almost an entire city block of land to do an experimental urban farm on to see if the reasons they had made it against an ordinance were valid or not. So that's how we got started.
Well, I think, you know, there are so many places to go here with this conversation. Imagine Dallas, Texas, right? This is one of our largest cities. And south of there is this, I'm trying to paraphrase what I just heard you explain, Mr. Babcock. Mm-hmm. So here's this town called Bonton, B-O-N-T-O-N, and the residents of this town, living basically in a food desert, travel 3 hours to the nearest grocery store, up and back again, and mostly the people who live in these communities are black, that don't have access to the good food. How am I doing so far? Am I on target?
You're doing pretty good. The only thing that I would draw attention to, and I think it's an important nuance, is Bonton's not even a town. It's the name of the neighborhood. We're in Dallas. We're seven minutes from downtown Dallas.
Okay. And it's a neighborhood
so
in. Okay. It's a Dallas.
Worse.
Okay. Yeah, right. So under the circumstances, these people in this part of town live below the poverty line. And you've got this farm that you started in the city, Bonton Farms. What was the original purpose, again, of building? It wasn't to help these people. What were you wanted to do what when you got out of the corporate world?
Well, it was to help the people. I was embarrassed that when I got introduced to this neighborhood, that as a citizen of this country and of the city of Dallas, mm-hmm. that there were people living in places like this that still hadn't, that still had barriers that were so significant that life for them was radically different than the life I had known for myself and others that I grew up with. And I just had to learn more about it. So I moved here, as I said, to be present for them and to get to know more about this. Mm-hmm. And the longer I've been here, the more I realized that things aren't all the same for everybody. The opportunities are radically different, and it can be something as simple as not having access to food that can radically change the trajectory and opportunity of a person's life.
Well, let's talk more when we continue here as to how the farm specifically works and who's helping you out. Darren Babcock is the founder of Bonton Farms. You hear their message, and I'm sure they're going further with what they're doing, but I want to know, I think the idea here on the American Family Farmer is to put ideas about food and farms and family together. And this is one of the great examples I've found here in America of you or somebody like you doing just that. So we'll continue in a matter of moments here with Darren Babcock. Let me remind you that each week when we do these programs, out of the conversation comes a podcast that you can find anytime at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Matter of fact, a couple of the more recent podcasts. First one focuses on home milk delivery and how that's making a, with the coronavirus, making a comeback. It's pretty cool that we have that, and I think now people that never knew it existed before. People my age knew it existed, but if you're younger, nope, not, there's no sign of it around. So now the farmers are bringing back those little tin boxes and putting milk in bottles in the boxes and taking the old bottles back again, just like in the good old days, the 50s and 60s and early 70s. So that's...
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Bon Jovi here on the musical portion of our DJV show this hour with Jennifer and Victoria and Doug and you and John Bon. I kind of like that better than Bon Jovi,
John
don't
Bon?
You? John Bon. I think that has a better ring to it.
I'm pretty sure he doesn't, no.
You don't think he does? No. He's going to release the concert film on a night like this, Bon Jovi 2020, next week. Is it next? No, it's this weekend, right? Via their Facebook page, 6 o'clock Eastern Time on the 27th. It was all filmed in Nashville. The documentary marks the first time the band... All right, Phil, you can lower that a little bit so I don't have to yell over it. Yeah, although this is a good tune. I like this. Is this part of the...
Get off of my lawn, Phil.
Yeah.
Turn down your music and get off my lawn.
Anyway, the trailer for this shows the band playing in... Bon Jovi getting tested for COVID as the track Limitless plays in the background. Next month, John Bon is going to join Maren Morris, Snoop Dogg, and others in a benefit concert called Play On, celebrating the power of music to make change. It's going to be on the air on the 5th of the next month. Last month, they performed their new single, Beautiful Drug, on Ellen's show. I don't think anybody will forget what their lives were like between March and September of this year, he told the Rolling Stone. I think this is the Spanish flu all over again, but none of us, you, I, or our parents, were alive 100 years ago, so this is the moment for us. The song won't be about shoulder pads and having a hairstyle. This will mark a moment in time. I think there's a certain amount of truth to that, although the flu admittedly was much worse 100 years ago. It didn't take as big a toll on the economy, it just took more lives. About four times as many as COVID has taken so far. And the population was one quarter of what it is, so you can imagine how devastating that was to the entire psyche of the country at that time. 25 and change after the hour now. Let's go to the Foo Fighters, shall we? Shame, shame. Foo Fighters take a long trip down memory lane in a new short film, which is tied to their 25th anniversary. It's called Times Like Those. 25 minutes long, filmed during some recent pandemic downtime, features the whole band gathered in a theater to flip through a slideshow of memorable moments from all throughout their career. Photos accompanied by a lot of commentary. like when Dave Grohl discusses the origins of his BBQ fascination, barbecue fascination, which leads to him and Taylor Hawkins recalling how they used to be Burn Brothers and put cigarettes in between their forearms for fun. Oh, my God.
They were on a lot of drugs back then.
Wow.
Which is probably why the next thing that Dave Grohl does is look at the camera and go, don't do drugs, kids. Because yeah, that's right. The kind of stuff that happens when you're on drugs and you think that's a good idea.
Yeah, yeah. The band show is going to air on the 15th of next month, featuring a mix of new and old songs plus some seasonal favorites. I can't imagine the Foo Fighters doing Christmas music. Is that really what they're doing?
Oh, yeah. They do lots of cover songs of stuff that you would probably be very surprised about. Like
Christmas songs?
Yeah, they've done holiday stuff. They'll do Run, Run, really? Rudolph or like rockabilly stuff. Yeah, they cover. Yeah. They do a lot of interesting covers.
Well, along with celebrating their 25th, the Fighters are prepping for the release of their new album, Medicine at Midnight, which will be out next February. We're already talking about February, boys and girls. Spring can't be far behind. Along with a vaccine. Let's hear it for the vaccine. Let's hear it for spring. Well, in the meantime, we have to work on Thanksgiving this week, and Christmas coming up in the new year. Whole thoughts, good thoughts, for all that is coming. And learn our lessons from that which has happened, I guess, in a manner of speaking. All right, so there's the Foo Fighters' latest story here on the DJV program. You can count on us, Jennifer, Victoria, and Doug, at 28 past the hour.
I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Your dog hates the car. Well, I'll tell you why. Don't fall into the trap of putting your dog in the car only when she needs to go to the vet's office. How would you feel if the only time you rode in the car was to go to the doctor or have your body probed and receive a shot with a big long needle? I know you have to drag me into the car kicking and screaming. For a lot of dogs, their only experience with cars is negative and associated with stress. The stress of going to the vet or maybe to a kennel. How can we possibly expect our four-footed best friends to know the difference when we decide to take them on an occasional car trip to the park? Here's what I suggest doing. Make your car very pet friendly. Put the dog in the car. Just sit there for 5 minutes a day, listen to the radio and hang out. Then take the dog and visit some of his best friends, whether it be another dog or grandma or its uncle. Make sure the car is a positive experience for your pet. And I want you to understand, the reason dogs bark so much when they're in the car is they see the other cars as prey and they want to chase them. So don't overcorrect them. Make the car a fun place for you, a fun place for your pet, and everyone will enjoy the ride. I'm Warren Eckstein.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data, and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Have you heard? Even more Black Friday deals are dropping right now at Ulta Beauty. Now through Saturday, November 28th, get top deals like 50% off Tarte foundations and $10 mascaras from Urban Decay, KVD Vegan Beauty, and more. Plus, we've made shopping the way you want easier, so don't miss out. Visit us in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. The holidays are here. Let's see the joy all season long. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Republicans filed a lawsuit Tuesday asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to block certification of the presidential election results. The lawsuit is the latest attempt to have tens of thousands of ballots discounted during the recount. Wisconsin state law allows the political parties to pick electors, which was done in October. Once the election results are certified, going to happen probably around December 1st, those predetermined electors will cast their ballots for the winner on December 14th. An unnamed source familiar with the situation reported Tuesday President Trump plans to pardon his former national security advisor, Michael Flynn, who had pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI during an investigation into Russia stealing the 2016 presidential election. After 470,000 lives were taken in the United States in the last 20 years, Purdue Pharma, the company that invented the painkiller OxyContin, pleaded guilty Tuesday to three federal criminal charges. Purdue agreed to pay fines of more than $8 billion. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
He released 11 studio albums since 1986. He had 17 entries on the Billboard Hot Country Song Charts, including three that reached number two. American country music artist Hal Ketchum has died from complications of Alzheimer's disease. In April of 2019, his wife Andrea announced Hal had dementia and could no longer perform. Hal Ketchum died at home in Fisher, Texas at the age of 67. COVID-19 mandates on New Yorkers for thee, not me, USA Radio News' Val Dior explains.
Governor Andrew Cuomo will no longer see his elderly mother and two daughters for Thanksgiving after facing backlash for contradicting his own advice to stay away from loved ones. He said in a radio interview Monday on WAMC-FM that his 89-year-old mother and two daughters, none of whom live with him, will attend Thanksgiving at his home. Following backlash, his spokesman now tells the Daily Caller that given the current circumstances with COVID, he will have to work through Thanksgiving and will not be seeing them. Though his Thanksgiving plans did comply with his own order that no more than 10 people gather, the plans do contradict the CDC's guidance that the safest way to celebrate Thanksgiving is to celebrate at home with the people you live with. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
USA Radio News.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
On the road to wellness, then start your journey with the Good Day Health podcast. Just go to gooddayhealthshow.com and press play, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
34 after the hour here on the DJV program. We're open for business here on the DJV program. Isn't that nice to know that we are here and we'll be here at your service and on your side for Thanksgiving. We have a lot of choices. And one of the things I was looking at, an overview of people who are negative versus people who are positive. So if you were to choose, this seems like a no-brainer, right? You want to be around somebody who's positive or you want to be around somebody who's negative? What do you say, ladies?
Well, with COVID or attitude?
Right.
Wow, COVID negative, attitude positive.
That's good. Yep, that's a good... That's
the clap
good.
Well, negative. Right.
Yeah.
Any sort of plague-like illness, negative, but... Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay, well, so there you are. You helped get us into this half hour. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. The story that, is, as far as positive or negative is concerned, when it comes to the vaccines, a lot of good news this week. Victoria, what's going on at Pfizer? They and Moderna seem to be on the top of the heap, right?
Mm-hmm, yep. So Dr. Scott Gottlieb, if that name sounds familiar, he's the former commissioner of the FDA. He's actually a board member for Pfizer. He says that There are plans in the works for distributing the Pfizer vaccine, which is the one that our own Dr. Ken here said that would be his pick, would be the Pfizer one. Dr. Scott Gottlieb says, I think by the second quarter of 2021, maybe into the third quarter, we'll have a vaccine that hopefully will be licensed for general use. The emergency use authorization that we've been talking about yesterday and started last week, that will be for a limited population this winter. Older adults, and they have kind of a hierarchy. Older adults will receive the vaccine first. Then, well, it would be the way that they've outlined it so far is first, you know, frontline workers, which mm-hmm. makes the most sense, and then elderly people over 65, and then it would go to teachers, students, things like that, and then sort of general population.
Is so what timing saying, that goes with that?
We don't know yet. That's the thing. We don't know yet. So on Friday, Pfizer requested the FDA emergency use authorization, but that hasn't. We don't know where that is in the process yet. And then we have to figure out what the plan, like what's the plan for distribution. We don't know. So that's why he says it looks like third quarter 2021, that will be a general use vaccine, much like the way the flu vaccine is available. So maybe Moderna can do something faster, although I doubt it because Moderna's vaccine is the one that needs that like that crazy sub-zero refrigeration.
Yes.
The Pfizer one does not. Yeah. So the Moderna one is going
to
be
easier to handle.
Well, the Moderna one will be sent to hospitals that have that level of refrigeration, but not mm-hmm. not every clinic and stuff. You know, so it's going to be kind of a mixed bag, I think.
Right.
And then we don't know about the AstraZeneca. Who knows about that? That could be maybe a few months behind.
Other things that are related to COVID, ladies. I see that the sheriffs in New York broke up a sex party with 80 people.
Lovely.
And mattresses and all kinds of stuff. Yeah, it was really it's a New York.
I'm always stunned about a whole part of the world that I don't know about.
Yeah, I know.
But there's a lot of it, I think.
Yeah.
People in California, strip clubs are essential, though, so maybe they won't, they won't get in
essential trouble. Workers?
Yeah, you can't go to church, but you go to a strip club.
All right. Hooray. The gatherings, though, that are spreading the virus, this is so irresponsible. And I don't mean people that go to restaurants and then the workplace and stuff. We were talking about prisons yesterday, but the people who just say, screw the rules. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do what I want to do. And this becomes a constant theme. I mean, I think we talk about it every day. It just seems to me that do we have two species of humans? Kind of. That seems like that to me. Anyway,
there's a lot of hypocrisy with our leadership. And I don't know. It's been a long time.
That's for sure. Yeah.
I think people were willing to play by the rules early on, but they haven't seen the results that they were promised. And I think people are striking back. And I think that's an American thing to do. When something doesn't seem right, we rally back. I don't know. You look at the governors of both New York and California, and both have seemed to really enjoy the power that has been, I would say that's been bestowed upon them, but in most cases that really hasn't, that they've just taken. And still we're seeing more lockdowns and more shutdowns, and nothing's been fixed. And so people are tired. And I can't blame them. I mean, businesses are going out. People are tired of being disrupted and having the mentality that it's okay for thee, but not for me. And that's what a lot of these leaders are saying. So it's, I don't know.
Where there
well, we also have a problem, though, like going back to what Doug was saying, like in New York, I was telling you guys off the air, you know, there was a 7,000 person wedding, the Hispanic wedding, where no one wore a mask. They got fined $15,000, but big deal. That's nothing to them. But now there are at least 200 cases of people in the ICU who were at that wedding. And they're just spreading it to wherever, everybody who's walking down the street, they can spread it to them. It's just, it's crazy. You know, I don't know. I think it's a mixed bag of people acting really irresponsibly and mixed messaging from leadership. I don't think there's any one person to blame.
But you wonder why the kids have the attitude that they do. Here's a mother who threw over the weekend her child a 250 person homecoming party. 250 people in McDonough, Georgia.
Where's she coming from?
What do you mean?
Like homecoming for school, or like is she coming from somewhere?
Yeah, they have school down there. So this is Ola High School. in McDonough, Georgia. The high school was not going to have a homecoming for the end of the football season, that sort of thing. That's where they have their homecoming, I guess. And the woman says, well, if they're not going to do it at school, I'll do it at my house. This is a city 35 miles south of Atlanta. No precautions at all. She said that wearing masks was child abuse.
Okay.
Child abuse.
A lot of people feel that way.
Really?
Who?
Yeah,
wow. I have a lot of friends who are moms.
Like
and
the anti,
ever,
especially like the, I don't mean to like stereotype, but the anti-vaxxer crowd really feels like that.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm not necessarily in charge. I'm not thinking that I'm going to get a vaccine shot. Although I might. I've been thinking about it, whether I do or I don't. But I'm certainly not going to tell you that wearing masks is child abuse or anything other than just...
You know what's child abuse? Being an irresponsible adult and putting other children at risk. Because to me, that's child abuse. When you put someone else's child at risk.
I just think there's so much. I mean, there's so much personal responsibility that's not being done, number one. But then there's so much brainwashing and fear-mongering and all... There are people on, like we like to say, there are good people on both sides. There are really bad people on both sides of this argument because nothing is helping. People are using this to gain more power. People are using this to make a political point or to make a religious point. It's bad all around. You know, I feel for the people who can't practice their religion. I'm sorry for that. I'm upset with the government that they say that a strip club is essential and a church is not. I'm sorry for the kids who are not getting their homecoming. I feel for the parents who have to brainwash their kids away from other kids by keeping everybody apart. It stinks. It's so, and everybody is guilty on some level of just making this even worse than it needs to be. It's just
the Brits are changing what they have been doing now. They have cut quarantine time for travelers who have a negative COVID test. They're also going to reopen gyms and stores and hair salons. They've been closed for the past month or so. Pretty hard hit. The pubs, the restaurants, however, in England stay closed. Coming up in a moment or two, a couple of interesting sports notes, one of them having to do with the COVID situation. And are you planning on taking a cruise? Let's see what that holds for us as we continue on today's DJV program. One of the other things that I do is a program called Your Hidden Power that every week focuses on a different way for you to understand what real is. What is real? We know the five senses are real, but what else is real? What do you need to, what can you learn about your life and life in general? You can hear those stories every week on Your Hidden Power. So if you have a divine urge to learn more about what's what, but you don't think you want to share it with your friends, just listen to the podcast on your own. YourHiddenPowerShow.com is where you hear the podcast or wherever you get your podcasts.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
The Black Friday sales begun at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Get 60% off everything. Plus, get a free Gap logo sweatshirt with every store purchase of $75 or more on Black Friday and Saturday while supplies last. Shop the sale through November 28th. Black Friday at Banana Republic Factory starts now. Don't miss out on our biggest sale of the year. Everything is 60% off, including your favorite sweaters, cozy coats, warm flannel, and more. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data, points, and fees may apply. Call for box information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS Consumer Access. Number 33.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you heard? Even more Black Friday deals are dropping right now at Ulta Beauty. Now through Saturday, November 28th, get top deals like 50% off Tarte foundations and $10 mascaras from Urban Decay, KVD Vegan Beauty, and more. Plus, we've made shopping the way you want easier. So don't miss out. Visit us in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. The holidays are here. Let's see the joy all season long. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
A couple of things from the sports world here. The Denver Broncos are going to stop allowing fans at games. Apparently, I thought that there... Why did I think that there were no fans at games?
There were, some teams, depending on the state and the city.
Right. They had allowed 5,700 fans to watch each game in person. So 13...
Not much compared to the whole stadium.
Right.
Size.
There's this one-tenth of the size of probably what they would hold. So 8 of the 13 scheduled games this week will allow fans in the stadiums. I remember Kurt Gowdy, who was a great sportscaster, said when the era of television began, he said, you're going to watch a better game if you stay home.
Well, especially for football. Depends on where your seats are, yeah. Because then you just, if you're sitting there freezing and watching on a big screen anyway, what's the point?
Horrible. Went to that Ohio State game last year about this time, remember? What a horrible experience.
Didn't you, like, get pneumonia or something?
Horrible. Awful. All right, so there are 5 NBA players that have gone to the Vatican to visit with the Pope to discuss social justice efforts, and they gave him a team jersey. Now, we were talking about what the Pope wears.
That's weird.
The Pope's going to wear an NBA.
I can't imagine him in a team jersey.
And also, they gave him a Black Lives Matter t-shirt, too, which I'm not sure he's going to aware any more enthusiastic.
No, he's been pretty vocal that, you know, that black lives do matter.
That's okay.
He gave them an audience,
But who's
going to
wear...
He doesn't wear anything other than that white robe.
No. Not
like,
at all.
Does he get a day off in sweats?
Yeah, you got to wonder
what's the robe off.
Like
but then what do they wear, like that black outfit? That's what my priests wear. Like the...
Really? But what does he wear?
Does he do that for Zoom calls, too?
What does he do when he goes to bed? What's he wearing when he goes to bed?
Silk pajamas, probably, right?
Yeah. All right. 10 before the hour here. It could be.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Uri Geller is here to spend some time, some quality time with us here as we work around the nows and moving to the future. One of the things that's been around this week is focusing on the power of intention. I love the way you say the word. You've taught me a lot, you know, over the 25, 30 years that we've been friends. And one of the things you've taught me is how to enunciate. Even though English is not your native tongue, you have mastered it very well. So oftentimes, and I kind of forget about it when we're having general conversation, but when I listen carefully to you, or when you listen carefully to me, I am emphasizing certain words and syllables and things, and that comes as a result of me being around you, listening to you do the emphasis on certain words where you want to get across a strong meaning. You ever, anybody ever tell you that? That's what I hear? That's what we hear from you?
Well, Doug, let's not forget that I'm an Israeli, so I have this Israeli accent.
Uh-huh.
And I lived in America for 10 years and in England for 35 years, so it's kind of a mixture. But, right. You know, Doug, I'm standing in the museum now, the Uri Geller Museum in Old Jaffa. I have Stan Lee's signature on some of his comics, the X-Men, Spider-Man, Daredevil, Silver Surfer, Fantastic Four, Avengers, Hulk. Incredible what this man created. And the reason I have his signature on all these comics, which are framed now, is because he was so impressed by my skills of spoon bending,
mm-hmm.
that he put me on a Daredevil comic, and at the bottom it says, with a big red arrow, it says, a city in danger, and only one man can help, the most shocking guest star of all, the incomparable Uri Geller.
So, but you've had a lot of that. People recognize you, people doing their own work. After all, there's only so much you can do to advise them. They need to step up and motivate themselves, right?
What's interesting is that there is a bigger version comic, and on the cover is Muhammad Ali fighting, of course, boxing with Superman. And what's amazing about this comic cover is that all the celebrities are watching the match, and Muhammad Ali signed it above, and Andy Warhol, who is one of the celebrities watching, signed the comic too. So what's amazing about the motivation in this is that Muhammad Ali, I guess he was the most amazing, incredible motivator in the world, because he not only motivated youngsters after he, you know, he resigned and finished his career, but he flew around the world meeting world leaders and helping youngsters to climb up the ladder of success. Obviously, tragically, as we all know, I think, and you agree with me because you're against football, American football, is the times, the hundreds, if not thousands of jolts you get on your head.
Yeah.
Gradually, this is my opinion, I'm no doctor, gradually it'll either bring dementia or Parkinson's disease or senility. I mean, how much can the brain take? And you were one of the pioneers who shamelessly and courageously came out on radio saying that football is dangerous. Am I correct?
It's very dangerous. And I've said on the air that parents who encourage their children to play football are bad parents. Just as simple as that. So the intention there, talking about the power of intention, was to get people to think why it is that you're pushing your children to play football. Is it for them or is it for you? And that's a question that needs to be answered, don't you think? You ask a lot of questions and you expect people to think about the answers. That's the beauty of your work.
Yes, very much so, and I've learned a lot. For instance, I'm standing next to the overall of Captain Edgar Mitchell, the sixth man to walk on the moon, and I understand this overall was under his spacesuit. Mm-hmm. Shippy just took a picture, and we'll send it to you now.
Yeah,
I framed it. So he was another leader who not only asked questions and got answers, but he taught people incredible courage. Anyone who goes out with a spacecraft, with a rocket, and lands on the moon and comes back is amazing. Mm-hmm.
It is amazing. All right, you're amazing. Big help for everybody. Uri Geller visits with us every week at this time. Check out his new museum at urigeller.com or Uri Geller, U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R, Uri Geller Museum.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.